Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vavam and Beis. We're at the two dots on the bottom of the page on Daf Vavam and Beis, four lines from the end of the page. So we're going to first discuss Beis Din using a translator in order to judge the case. Then we're going to have a Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph, which is going to bring three opinions about the definition of what's considered a violent Beis Din. How frequently does a Beis Din have to kill in order for it to be considered a violent Beis Din? Then we're going to discuss whether we're ever allowed to reopen a case that has already had a Gemar Din, and we're going to show how it depends whether it's from the original Beis Din was in Chutz Laretz and now it's in Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa. And then the parak is going to conclude with Reb Lazar and Rabbi Akiva explaining that they would always get people off from being killed, that no one would ever be chayiv misa, and how exactly they would do that. Seems like a difficult trick to do. If there's Edom, there's Hasra'a, how do you get around that? How do you manage to get people not to be chayiv misa in Beis Din? Then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the second parak of Maseches Makos, and the Mishnah is going to talk about killing in a downward motion versus killing b'shogeg in an upward motion, that when it's in a downward motion, one is chayiv galus, but in an upward motion, one is not chayiv galus. And the Gemara is going to quote a brisa that has several drashos, nine different drashos, word for word, about the pasuk that describes killing b'shogeg, and all of the different halachos that we derive from each word in the pasuk about killing b'shogeg. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what the zeh haklal, the phrase zeh haklal in the Mishnah is coming to teach, what the chiddush of zeh haklal is, and then toward the end of the daf, right before the Mishnah, we're going to have three explanations about how a stira in brisos turns out not to be a machlokas tanaim, about whether a broken rung on a ladder is considered derech yirida or derech aliyah, meaning there are two brisos, one that seems to assume that a broken rung in a ladder is considered derech yirida and one would be chayiv galus, the other that assumes that it's derech aliyah and one would not be chayiv galus. We're going to have three different explanations how to reconcile that stira without having to say that it's in fact a machlokas tanaim, which would seem to be the pashut pshat, considering that it's two brises that seem to have a blatant contradiction. So let's begin on Dav Vav and Beis. We're four lines from the end of the page. As we said, Davar Acher, Al Pishnayim Medim Shlotei Sanhedrin Shama'as Mipia Turgaman, that the Sanhedrin is not allowed to hear from the Turgaman. They have to hear directly from the Edim themselves. They're not allowed to use a translator in order to hear the Edus. Says the Gemara, Hanu La'uzi Da'asu L'kamei D'Rava, Uki Rava Turgaman Benayu. There were people that spoke a foreign language. They came to Rava, and Rava set up a translator. I forgot to mention the sponsorship again. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Vishay and Elishav Numel, Chusra for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Fremit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida, Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufo Shlema Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. So let's begin again. The Gemara says that Rava Hanuluzi Dasal Kamei the Rava Uki Rava Turgaman Benayu. So Rava set up a Turgaman to translate what they were saying. So I asked the Gemara, "Heichi Avadachi?" It's against the Mishnah. Vatnan Shlotei Sanhedrin Shamas Mipia Turgaman. Mishnah is explicit. Sanhedrin is not allowed to hear from a Turgaman. So Rava made Aviyada Madavu Amri Vaduri Huda Lo Aviyada. No, Rava knew exactly what they were saying. He understood the language that they were speaking. He just didn't know how to respond. He didn't know how to speak back the language that they were speaking. So that's the only reason that he was using the Turgaman, and that's okay. As long as the Dayanim are able to understand what's being said, that's good enough. So that's quoted La Halacha, and the Rambam is quoted La Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. There's a tshuva in the Radvaz in Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, where he was asked that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael in his time apparently was that when Bali Din would come from other places and they would say their tainas, they would say in whatever language they would say it, and the Beis Din would have a turgaman. So we said it's a little difficult to explain how they can listen to the Bali Din in foreign languages and have a turgaman. The Dayanim Eretz Yisrael didn't speak those languages. How are they allowed to do that? After all, it's directly against our Mishnah. It's directly against our Gemara. So the Radvaz points out that there is a machlokas rishonim, whether this halacha in our sugya relates to listening to the Edim only, or even listening to the Balei Din, that there's a big difference. The Rambam paskins that this din is even by the Balei Din. The Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz say that the Makor is from the Maisa in our sugya, that the laws that came to Rava Pashtus is Bo'u Lifnei always means the Balei Din. Bo'u Lifnei means because they had a Din Torah, not because they had Eidus about a Din Torah. The Ritva says that that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Meir Alevi, but he says, Das Rabbeinu Zal, that since it's not, the Din is only by Eidim, so we only have what the Torah says, meaning the Torah, the Drasha that we're making, that the Mishnah makes, Al Pishnayim Eidim, so we're Darshini, Al Pishnayim Eidim, and not Al Pi HaTurgman, is clearly about Eidim, so to extend it to Balei Din is a very great Chiddush, and therefore Das Rabbeinu Zal, says the Ritva, is not like the Rambam, to assume that it only applies to the Eidim, not to the Balei Din. So says the Radvaz, the Pashtus of the Sugya is that it should really only be Be'edim, based on the Pasuk. Okay, so you have a significant group of Rishonim, the Rambam amongst them, that applies it to the Balei Din also. That has to be a Din Darabanan, though. That cannot be a Din Daraisa. He says, by Eidim, you need that he said, even Misvara, it makes sense that it should be by Eidim and not by the Balei Din. Because what's the whole idea? By Eidus, you always require Eidus Shatayoch Lazima. That you could always, if Eidim were to come to be Mazim the Eidim, there these people are eligible for Hazama. But if you're relying on a Torgamon to even hear the Eidos, the Eidim could just say, no, the Torgamon messed up. He must have misunderstood. I didn't say that date. The Torgamon is the one that said that date. He messed up. You know, it was the Kiamelitz Benosam. You know, it wasn't our fault. It was the Torgamon's fault for mixing it up. So that would make it Iyatayach Lazima. Whereas when it comes to the Balei Din, you don't have any such halacha of Atiyach Lazima, and therefore it would make sense that a Torgamon would be permitted. So that's why it's got to be that it's a Din Midrabanan. And if it's a Din Midrabanan, the Radvaz writes, then it would stand to reason that the Rabbanan would only go there b'makom she'efshar, when you actually have a possibility of being able to listen to the Balei Din in some other way. But if you just don't speak the same language as them, it's going to be impossible to listen to the Balei Din. Then in Achinami, the Radvaz writes, then you're going to have to say that we're allowed to listen to a Torgamon, and in that way he's miyashev the minag in Eretz Yisrael in his time. Says the Gemara, ilo avituvya tapazayin amiral, ilo avituvya krevei da'arvahava. These two people who were Edim were relatives of not the either of the parties of the case, but relatives of the co-signer on the loan. Savra Papa Lemeimar Gabilova Malda Rechiki Ninu. So Papa thought, you know, it makes sense that they should be kosher le'edim because they're not related to the Edus, because they're not related to the Lova, they're not related to the Malda, they're not related to the two key parties in the case. I'm later from the brain of Yeshua of Papa, Ilesle the Lova, Ladbas Arva Azil Malda. Well, if the Lova doesn't have any money, who do you think the Malva is going to go to collect from? Obviously, he's going to go to collect from the Ariv. So therefore, they're considered to be relatives, and therefore it's going to be they're going to be puzzle le'edos. The Ritva points out he's not sure what this is doing here. Meaning this, we weren't talking anything about this. This is totally unrelated to the entire sugya. The Gemara should have brought this in Sanhedrin Chav Zayin when we discussed the dinim of krovim being puzzle le'edos or nimtza karav apostle. Maybe there, maybe back when we spoke about nimtzach and karav apostle. So what's the definition of a karav apostle? He leaves it unresolved. He doesn't know how this little piece of Gemara managed to sneak in right over here. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim what exactly happened in this Maisa. Rashi says that Ilah and Tuvia were Eide Halva'a, that they saw Ploni lend Ploni money, but they were Krovim to the Arev. And the Machlokas for Papa and Ravuna is if since they're Pasul Gabe the Arev, they're Pasul also to the Lov and the Malva, even though they're not their Krovim, or no, they're not Pasul to the Malva. The Ramban just wonders that if we're talking about that they were Eidim that saw the Halva'a, so they were Eidim that then they must have been Eidim that there was a co-signer as well. They're being made that Shimon was lent the money to the Lova, and that Levi was the Arev. So then it's Shtei Eidios Chalukos, it's two separate Eidios. So because they're not believed that Levi was the Arev, we're not going to believe them that Shimon was the Lova. So he says, Ma'inyan Zelazad, these are two separate Eidios that they're testifying on. So many other Rishonim quote the Shitas HaRaivid that says that no, we're talking about that the Lova said that he paid back the halva, and the Malva brought Ilah V'Tuvia to be meyid that it hasn't yet been paid back. Meaning there's a separate shtar alva having nothing to do with ilah v'tuvia. We already know, independently, that there was a loan that happened. The question over here was the loan paid back or not? So it turns out that through their edus, they're being mechayev the lova. And if the lova doesn't have money to pay it, then the arev is going to be mechayev. So that's why Rav Huna passed the edum, because they're krovim to the arev. It's as if they're being meyid on the arev. So that's the question, which kasha on Rashi is exactly forced the Ravid to say differently. The Ramban says something similar to the Ravid, but a little different. Okay, not for now. Let's go weiter now. So says the Mishnah. Mishnah Nigmar Dino Ubarach. Let's say a person already had a Gemar Din, and then he runs away from the Beis Din before they have a chance to punish him. Rabalifnei also Beis Din, and then he comes back to that Beis Din that he was chayiv in. Ein sosrenes dino. Beis Din does not go back to reopen the case to figure out what his status would be. We trust our initial judgment. It's the same Beis Din. So we trust the initial judgment, the original gemar din of that Beis Din. The Aruch Lener raises the question that in the sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel, we said that even if he's Yotzi the Hareg, we announce anyone who's Kabi Malamid Zchus, Yavo V'Yalamid Alav, and we're Machzirin him, Afilu four or five times, the Gemara says. So apparently we are so Sedino, even in that Beis Din, even after a Gemara Din, even after he's Yotzi the Hareg. So what kind of halach is this over here that we're not so Sedino? Because he ran away. So the Aruch Lener suggests that if he were to come, Mikoach HaTayna L'Zchus, then of course we'd be so Sedino, whether it be in that Beis Din or any other Beis Din. Over here we're talking, he doesn't have a specific taina. He's just asking the Beis Din to reassess their judgment, to reassess what all the already existing evidence. That they're not going to do. You have something new to bring to the case. You have something, some new bit of evidence, some new taina, some new argument. Fine, of course we'll be soser as dino. But other than that, they're not going to be soser the din if he just wants to. He wants them to reassess everything. If two people come to Beis Din and don't just stam testify against the guy, they testify that the case already happened and that there was already a Gemar Din in a different Beis Din, so then then you can kill just based on that without a reassessment of the evidence, without this Beis Din even knowing the full details. All they have to know is that there are two Eidim, which is the highest standard of evidence in Jewish law, so there are two Eidim that say that there already was a Gemar Din. Good enough. So then there already was a Gemar Din, and Areza Yareg, and we can go ahead and kill this person. Sanhedrin Nohagis Ba'aretz Ubechutz La'aretz. We're knowing to have a Sanhedrin both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. The Gvuras Ari asks, why is this over here? The Mishnah should have brought this in Masech Sanhedrin when we discuss other Dine Dinim, other Alachos of Sanhedrin. So he suggests that it's over here because the Gemara is going to ask on the Reisha and the Seifa right before this, from the Reisha of someone who's Nigmar Dino to the Seifa of Kol Makom Sheyamdu Shnayim. So the Gemara is going to answer Kan Beretz Yisrael, Kan B'chutz La'aretz. So in order to set up the answer that the Gemara is going to give between the Stira in the Reisha and the Seifa, the Mishnah sort of sneaks in some critical point of information that there is such a thing as a Sanhedrin Chutz La'aretz. So it's sort of to prime our minds to the idea that when you think of Sanhedrin, don't just think of Eretz Yisrael. When you think of Sanhedrin, think broadly. Think Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Sanhedrin Aregis Echad B'Shavua Nikres Chavlanis. A Sanhedrin that kills once every 7 years is called a Chavlanis. It's called a violent Sanhedrin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Yomer Echad B'Shivim Shana. Once every 70 years is called a Chavlanis. Not that it's normal, that it seems like once every 70 years is called a Chavlanis. Rabbi Tavra, Rabbi Kiva Omrim, Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin Lo Ner Agad Me'olam. Had we been there, if we would have been in the Sanhedrin, no one ever would have gotten killed. We would have seen to it that the standards of evidence would have been so high, it never would have been met, no one ever would get killed. Then there would have just been rampant murder all over the place because no one would ever get punished for anything that they did. That would be a terrible idea for no one to ever get killed. It's critical that there be some teeth to the halachos that we have. So it's critical that the Sanhedrin be able to kill people. Now, the Maritz Chayis over here points out, according to the Shittas HaRambam, the second parak of Hilchos Ratzeach, to call Elu Aratzchanim She'enu Mechuyav Misas Beizdin, Hayis Arishus LeBeizdin Bezmana Sanhedrin LeHargom Ba'ara Ashak V'she Yiru HaBeizdin. Rambam writes that all of the people that the Beizdin couldn't convict because our standards of evidence were too high, or but we know that they're guilty. We know that they Beizdin has the right Ba'ara Ashak to kill people as they see fit. Sorry, Beizdin Chayav Malakosam Makar Rabba Krov LeMisa LeYasur BeMatzur BeMatzuk LeTzarin Kedei LaHavkir LaAyim. Beizdin wouldn't just leave it at that. They would do whatever they can. They would beat the guy up. They would do something. So granted, even if they're not going to be mechayev the misas Beizdin, but it's not going to be mar b'shofchei dam b'Yisrael, because Ara Shah, they could do whatever is necessary, whether it be to kill them, whether it be to beat them up, something. So, and even without the Ara Shah, they could they could put them in jail. They could do all sorts of things. So the Rambam learns this from the sugi in Sanhedrin Pe'alf and Beiz, that by Eidus Miuchedes, it says we're kontznos on the kippah. Eidus Miuchedes, we just learned yesterday, you can't kill based on Eidus Miuchedes. So what do? Bring him into jail, make him suffer. So he says, Sarach Ian, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tamman said, if we would have been in Sanhedrin, no one ever would have gotten killed from Mises Beis Din, but still we would have caused them to suffer. So the Maritz Chayis just points out that the reason they say Ilu Hayinu, because they weren't. They lived at the very end, at the time of Korban, and that's why Sanhedrin was not able to be done Dine Nefashos anymore at that time. So that's the idea of the three-way machlokas about killing every three, about how frequently a Beizdin has to kill in order for it to be called the chavlanis. Now the machlokas, some of the achronim explain the machlokas, the Imre Tzvi and Ramat Shmuel explain, based on the Gemara that we're going to have later on, Daf Yud Aleph, that there's a taina shahilan levakish rachamim al dorim velo bikshu, that the Kohen Gadol is sort of punished for murder that happens in his generation, because he should have davened that for his generation and he didn't. Meaning Sanhedrin should also daven that some Maisa Ritzicha shouldn't happen bizmanam. So the Tanakhama, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, argue what's considered a dor. Is a dor every 8 years considered a dor? Every 7 years considered a dor? Like the Doros HaRishonim, that they were Molidim L'Shmona Shanim, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Tes, and Reb Elazar ben Azariah says, no, a dor is based on Yimei Shnosof Shel Adam, that it's 70 years. So that's how the Achronim explained that since the Sanhedrin's job is not only to deal with the tragedies when they happen and with the terrible things when they happen, but to daven that they shouldn't happen. So if such things happen in their generation, it reflects poorly on the Sanhedrin. That's why they're called Chavlanis, because they didn't care enough about their generation to daven for them. Pashtus is not like that. Adar is probably neither of those things. To say Adar is every 7 years because they used to give birth at the age of 8, that doesn't make it Adar. And the fact that it's 70 years is Yimei Shnosof Shel Adam. That's not a dar either. A dar is many generations could walk this earth at the same time. There's my generation, my parents' generation, my children's generation, right? So the dar is probably somewhere between 20 and 30 years is probably a dar. So it's pashtus is not like that, but that's the clever pshat that some of the achronim give in explaining this machlokas. Okay, says the Gemara, lefnei also beizin uday in sosrin, halefnei beizin achar sosrin. It sounds from Mishnah that if the guy goes back to the same Beis Din, they won't reopen the case. But if he were to go back to a different Beis Din after running away, they would reopen the case. But Atani Sefer, the Sefer goes on to say, Kol makom she'amdu shnayim v'yomer midinon u'esish ploni, sh'nigmar dinu Beis Din ploni, u'ploni u'ploni edav, harezu ne'erag. Two Eidim walk into Beis Din, say there was already a gemar din on this guy, that's it, then he's killed. There is no reopening a case, even in a different Beis Din. So it seems like a stira between the Reish and the Sefer, between the first line and the second line of the Mishnah. So as we mentioned before, the answer is Amar Rabbi Lokasha, Kan Beretz Yisrael, Kan B'chutz La'aretz. Difference is Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. The Ritva explains that anyone who's Boreach may Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, since it's Shlich Musayu Kavdin, and it's considered the same Bezin, meaning why does Bezin have a right to judge in Chutz Laretz? You need Smicha, and that's in Eretz Yisrael Dikadin. So this is all considered, the Batei Din and Chutz Laretz are considered to be Shlich Musayu Kavdin of the Batei Din in Eretz Yisrael. So if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, it's considered like the same Bezin. And if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, or Chutz Laretz to Chutz Laretz, it's also considered like the same Bezin. They cannot be sos of the din. But when you go from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's considered like a Beis Din Acher. And then they could be sos of the din. Maybe the Zuchus, as the Gemara is going to say, maybe the Zuchus of Eretz Yisrael will help out. However, the Rambam in the 13th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin writes that the whole chiluk between someone who's holich me Eretz l'Chutz Laretz or me Chutz Laretz l'Aretz is only when it's a Beis Din Acher. If you had a Gemara din in Chutz Laretz and he runs to a Beis Din Acher Eretz Yisrael, we're sos in his dino. But if that was the same Beis Din that he had the Gemar Din in Chutz Laretz, we're not so says Dino, even if right now that Beis Din has relocated to Eretz Yisrael. So it sounds like the Rambam holds, we're not so says Dino, Bein Ba'osa Beis Din, Bein Be'Beis Din Acher, unless the guy went from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, where then a Beis Din Acher would work. So you need two qualities. It needs to be Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, and be a Beis Din Acher. These both need to be in place. The Tanya, Rabbi Dovid Say Yomer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shetach. Baruch Me Aretz L'Chutz Laretz Ain Sos Nes Dino. A guy goes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. We don't undo the din. Me Chutz Laretz L'Aretz Sos Nes Dino Mnei Zuchusa Shel Eretz Yisrael. Because of the Zuchus of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi writes, Ulay Toil Limtzul Pesach Shel Zuchus. Maybe the Zuchus of Eretz Yisrael will help and will enable us to find a Pesach of Zuchus to argue in this fellow's favor. Then we mentioned in the Mishnah the Sanhedrin Ohages. It's knowing both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, makes an assumption that there's a havamina that wouldn't be noheg in Chutz La'aretz. As we shouldn't point out, it's based on the word b'sha'arecha. B'sha'arecha makes it sound like dafka in places that belong to us. Eretz Yisrael is a place that belongs to us. So it says Mar Minanim, how do I know that ataka does apply in Chutz La'aretz? To Tanur Rabbanan, v'hayu eilecha lechem l'chukas mishpat l'daroseichem l'man l'sanedrin shnogas ba'aretz b'chutz La'aretz. You see from that pasuk that it's noheg both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. How do you see from that pasuk that it's knowing in Chutz La'aretz as well? So the Gvuras Ari and the Aruch Lener say it's not from the word L'doroseichem, because by Pesach it also says L'doroseichem v'asa Pesach la'Hashem, and that's only Karban Pesach is certainly only in Eretz Yisrael. You have to say that the drush is from the end of the pasuk L'chukas mishpat L'doroseichem b'chol moshvoseichem. Kol moshvoseichem implies Chutz La'aretz as well. You have such a similar drasha in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Zayin that Kol Moshvoseichem is a reference to Chutz La'aretz. So it's really the key part of the pasuk over here is not mentioned, but that's where we really learn it from. Imkein Matam Lomer B'Sharecha. Okay, good. Then what do you do with the word B'Sharecha? B'Sharecha to Moshe Batidin B'Chol Pelach B'Pelach B'Chol Yer V'Ir. Yeah, in Sharecha you set up a Beis Din in every single city in every single province. But in Chutz La'aretz, at Moshe b'chol pelech u'pelech, v'at Moshe b'chol ir v'ir. In Chutz La'aretz, maybe b'chol pelech u'pelech, but not b'chol ir v'ir. You don't have in every single city. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Nimtza b'nei Yisrael shebechutz La'aretz gruim b'zeh mi b'nei Noach. You know, B'nai Noach have an obligation to set up Batei Din as well. Where do B'nai Noach have an obligation to set up Batei Din? B'nai Noach are Mitzuvah B'chol Ir V'Ir. That's Gemara in Perek Arba Misos. So he says, if that's the case, then B'nai Noach have a greater chiyuv to set up Batei Din than B'nai Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz have. And that's a plia. That's very unusual that we would have such a requirement. The Rambam in Perek Tesef Hilchos Malachim by B'nai Noach says B'chol Pelech U'Pelech. He must have had a different Gersa, not Gemara in Sanhedrin, which would obviously solve this problem. Then Chutz La'aretz Tam, the din is only B'chol Pelech U'Pelech. It's not B'chol Ir V'Ir. Sanhedrin or Reges. Then we got into that Machlokas. So Sanhedrin that kills once every 70 years is considered once every 7 years, once every 70 years, or ever is considered a Sanhedrin. That's a Chavlanis. So it says Gemara Yibayilu. Achas Hashim Shani Nikris Chavlanis, Odilma orach arahi. When we say once every 70 years, are we saying that too is considered too violent of a beis din, or is that no? That's normal. Meaning chavlanus is once every 7 years, and then the other sheet is every 70 years is the expectation. That would be the standard. So the pashas is that when Rabbi Lezer says 70 years, what does he mean? Does he mean that that's chavlanus? Does he mean that's normal? It would not be considered chavlanus. But says the Aruch Lenar, you can't say that that's the pshat, that the suffix is within Rabbi Lezer. Because how could you say that Rabbi Lezer says that it's derech ha'olam? When he says achas hashem shana, it's totally in something that's not mufurish at all. What is achas hashem shana? So if he's going on the Tanakama, so it makes sense that he says achas hashem shana. Tanakama is talking about what's a chavlanis. He says achas hashem shana, so that's a chavlanis. So that would make sense. But if it's an independent statement, then it's a very strange lashon to use, that just stam, every 70 years is normal, and it's a totally independent statement. So it's pashtus says he's going on the Tanakama, and so the Aruch Lener has different ways of explaining what exactly the Gemara's suffix is. He suggests even that maybe the suffix is whether Shivim Shana is Li'olam, because that's Chaya Adam, that's Yimei Shnosef Shel Adam Shivim Shana, and a Sanhedrin that kills Pamachas in their entire lives is called a Chavlanis, or Dafka in 70 years, but Yosef Mishivim is not. He has different ways of explaining. But anyway, the Gemara says, Teku leaves this question unresolved. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, Omrim, Ilu Hayinu. They said, you know, if we were there, we would have been there, no one ever would have gotten killed. Frankly, Gemara, Hechi Havu Avdi. What would they do? There's Aden, there's Hasra'a. How do you pull off such a trick that no one gets killed? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Darmi Tarvayu, Re'isim, Treif Harag, Shalem Harag. They would ask in a murder case, did you see whether the victim was a treifa or was a shalim? Whether the man suffered any of the diseases that would have rendered him a treifa, which you can't see. It's impossible that they would have done an examination to check for all the yudchas treifas. So Amar Ravashi, imtim tzolom shalim hava, dilma b'makom sayif nekav hava. And even if they would claim to know the answer, even if they would say, oh, he was a shalim because we did an autopsy on the spot right afterwards, just like we do on a shechita of an animal where you check the insides afterwards to see if it was diseased. So we did an autopsy on the spot and we checked for all the trefels. By animals, we don't check for all the yudchas trefels. We just check for the most common ones, because miyachei namatsui, you don't have to be bodek for it. You don't have to look for a miyachei namatsui. So most of the trefels are very, very uncommon. By lungs, there are issues that are much more common, so we check the lungs by animals. But we don't check for all the... But let's say these people said, we did an autopsy on the spot, which you're not allowed to do, but we did it anyway, and we checked for all 18 trefels, and we know that he was a shalim. So then we would say, dilma makom sayif nekav hava. That maybe, no, maybe he wasn't a maybe he was a trefa, and the one you missed is right where he was stabbed, right where the murderer stabbed him. There was already a hole in his heart, right where the murderer stabbed him, so he already was a trefa. So you have no way of knowing that he wasn't a trefa. Says Gemara, okay, that works for murder cases. B'bola se'erva hechi avu avdi. What would they say in the case of bola se'erva? How would they get around that? How would they avoid killing people for that? So abai v'rav adami tavayu re'isam kemachal b'shoveres. They would ask, how close of a look did they get? Did it just look like two people that were having bia, or did you actually see the penetration of machol? Kimachol bishvoferes is the mushel that Chazal use of a makeup tube and the stick that goes into the tube. So did you see that closely that you saw even that in such detail? V'rabbanan hechi dainu, says Gemara. That doesn't seem like the murder issue. The murder issue is, it's a crazy question. Is he a treifa? You don't have to see that he's a treifa. Most people have a chazaka that they're not a treifa, so they wouldn't even have to ask such a question. But that's the very definition of bia. So shouldn't everybody's standard be that? Meaning that if they didn't see the actual penetration, then no one should have been able to be done a case of dina nefashos when we were talking about isurim of erva. So says Mark Kishmuel, Damar Shmuel b'menafim. Shmuel holds that you don't actually need to see it. You only need to see what looks like that's what they're doing. You don't say maybe he didn't have any penetration. It's chazaka that when people are behaving in that way, that's in fact what they're doing. There's a discussion in the Achronim whether Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar disagree. Meaning, do they hold that Mikra Din Yeraita? If we don't ask that question, they don't have to be able to answer that question. But when we ask that question, they have to be able to answer it. Or do they hold, no, this is the very definition of Bia, and therefore it's an absolute requirement that they be able to answer the question. But the Gemara leaves it at that. Tosus points out, there's so many other things that you could be Chayv Misa for. How they can get around Ovid Avodah Zarah, and Chil Shabbos, and all the other things you could be Chayv Misa for. So Tosus Tema, Ovid Avodah Zarah, Machal Shabbos, Ma'ikil Meimar, Tosam Lo Metzin El Miftrei, Ve'echi Kama Lo Yadam Nerag. How could they say no one would ever get killed? Okay, for Bia, for murder, no one's ever going to get killed. What about for all these other things? Ve'eshlamar Demikol Makom Kamar Shapir Lo Yadam Nerag, Mishum Tlo Shkichi Kuluhai, Ki Imbarotzech Va'arayos. Unbelievable, Tosus says. It's very uncommon for someone to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, okay. Very uncommon for someone to be Mechal Shabbos. Much more common for Jews to murder and be Bo'al Arayos than to be Mechal Shabbos. Unbelievable assumption that Tosus makes. Vo'od Yishlomar, Di'igal Meimar Re'isam Shemechalal Eino Trefa, Dim Hu Trefa, Im Kenin Tzimin Lo Yichayv Misa Mishum Demasa Lememar Gavra Ketila Bina Lemekhtal Vavle Eidu Shiyatech Lazima. Tosus comes up with a clever way out. Maybe they would say, the guy that committed the crime, and L'chora, this could have been the answer for all of them. That's the kasha on this answer that tells us that. Why didn't the Gemara just say this? The guy that committed the crime, did you see if he was a treifa? Because if he was a treifa, then any eidus against him is eidus sheyat yachal azima. Because the eidim are going to be able to say, well, we were killing a dead man. He was already a treifa anyway. So what do you want from us? So that would right away wipe out the whole thing. If you could just ask them, do you know if the guy that committed this crime was in fact a treifa? Hadron lach ketzer eidim. We now move on to the second parak of Masech Sanhedrin. And as we mentioned, three prakim, three different topics. Second parak of Masech Sanhedrin is going to be all about Golos, Ari Miklat. So we start, Eluena Golan. The following go to Golos. Ha'horig Nefesh Bishkaga. If someone kills someone, Bishogek, or Yema'agel B'magila, V'naflalav, V'hargaso. If he was pulling up something on his roof to smooth out the tar on his roof, and it falls and it kills someone down below. Hayimishal shel bechavis v'nafalalav v'argaso. I'm sorry if he was lowering it down, or he was lowering it on the roof. Or hayimishal shel bechavis v'nafalalav v'argaso. He was lowering a barrel and it fell. It fell out of his hand and it landed on someone and it killed him. Hayyorid besulam. Someone was going down a ladder. V'nafal of Argasso, and he fell and he killed someone. Hareza Gola. In all these cases, the person is going to go to Golos. This is all Derech Yerida. For Derech Yerida, you go to Golos. But if you're pulling the Magila up, the tar smoother, whatever they call it, up on the roof, and then it slipped out of your hands and it fell and killed someone. You were pulling a barrel up to the roof, and the rope snaps and it falls on someone and it kills someone. Hayaola Basulam, you're going up a ladder, Vinafalavar Gaso, and it falls down and it kills someone, and you fall down and kill someone. Hareza Eino Gola. Then the person does not go to Golas. Zaklal in case you don't get it from the cases that we gave, the rule seems to be, it's not just in case you don't get it, we're going to see that this is an important addition that the Mishnah is making by saying Zaklal. Whenever it's Derech Yerida, you go to Golos. When it's Shalom B'Derech Yerida, you don't go to Golos. That's an odd way to say it. I would have said, when it's Derech Aliyah, you don't go to Golos. Mishnah says, no, when it's Eino B'Derech Yerida, you don't go to Golos. Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayis points out that that's an unusual Arichos Halashon. It should have said Derech Aliyah. So he says, perhaps the Tana is being Mechadesh, that even in Aliyah Shil Tzorech Yerida, you don't get Golos, because you only get Golos when it's Mamish Derech Yerida. Or he says, maybe the Tana is being Mechadesh, that even if someone kills Shalom B'Derech Aliyah, but also Shalom B'Derech Yerida, he's Pater. He's walking with a knife. So he's walking across. He's walking straight. And he accidentally stabbed someone. He wasn't careful with the knife. So that's a Pshia. And the Ir Miklat is not going to be called because it's not B'derech Yerida. That's not going to be considered to be a Derech Yerida. Okay. The Aruch Lenar also discusses that issue of what if it's neither Derech Aliyah or Derech Yerida. Pashtus of the Mishnah is that anything that's not Derech Yerida, you don't go to Gal. Says the Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know this din that things have to be Derech Yerida in order to go to Golos? Amr Shmuel, Damakra, Vayipol, Alav, Vayamos. Achi Yipol, derech nefila. Yipol means derech nefila, gravity goes down. Tan rabbanan bishkaga. So now we're going to have a brisa that takes 9 different words or phrases from the pasuk and derives halachos from each of the 9 words or phrases from the pasuk. So bishkaga, that's number 1. Prat lemezid tells us that if it was bemezid, you don't go to galus. Bivli daas, then it goes on to say bivli daas. What do we learn from bivli daas? Prat lemiskaven, excluding a case where the person had some level of kavana. We're going to see mezid is not the same as miskavin. Miskavin means you intend to kill the guy. You don't go to the ir miklat. But we'll see what miskavin has further meaning than that. So says Mar Mezid Pshita. Mezid obviously don't go to your miklat. Bar Katalahu. If you did it be Mezid, you're Chayv Misas Bezdin. So why would you need to tell me that you don't go to Galus? So Amar Rava Ema Prat La Omer Mutter. No, when the Bryce says Prat La Mezid, it doesn't mean someone who kills be Mezid Mamish. It means Omer Mutter, someone who thought that it was Mutter to kill. If a person kills someone be Mezid, but he says, yeah, because I didn't realize that it was Usher. No one told me. You know, he's taking classes in Judaism for the first time and they didn't get to Lo Tirtzah. Yet. He thought that if you see someone violating the will of God, how awful that is, that he's violating the will of God. Someone speaks Lashon Hara, you have to kill him on the spot. So he killed him. He killed the person. He didn't know. He was Omer Mutter. Samle Abaye, I Omer Mutter, Anusu. Well, if he's an Omer Mutter, then he's an Anus. Then how can you call him a Mezid? Samle, Shaini Omer, Omer Mutter, Karv LeMezid. You probably should have learned that there's an Isra called Losir Tzach somewhere along the way. So that's a Karv LeMezid. Someone should have realized that most systems of law don't allow just rampant murder. So that's probably something that you should have figured out. Bivli daas prat lemiskaven. So miskaven pshita braktalu. So the Gemara asks, now that we know that mezid means omer mutter, so miskaven is the typical case of just a cold blooded murder. So the Gemara says, of course you would go to galus. You chayiv misam bezdin. So amar Rabba. No, what it's telling us is if you intended to kill an animal and you accidentally killed the person who was right near the animal. Lakuti, Vargas Yisrael. You intended to kill Lakuti, you killed the Jew. Lenefel, you intended to kill a child that wasn't going to survive 30 days anyway, Vaharag ben Kayama, and you killed someone who was going to survive 30 days, was a real full-fledged life. So now the Gemara brings another brice that continues to darshan words from the Psukim. Tan Rabbanan, im bepeta prat lekeren zavis. That excludes a case where you run into someone in a corner, as you're rounding a corner, and he's rounding a corner, you run into him and you kill him in that way. Below Eva, prat lesone. Below Eva excludes a sone, that if you hated the person from beforehand, you don't go to galus, even though you claim it was b'shogeg, because we're choshesh that it wasn't b'shogeg, that it was really amazing. Hadafo shedachva begufo. We've learned from there that you go to galus even if you pushed him with your body, and we don't say that you did it b'mezid. Ohish lechalav lahavi yirida shitzarech aliyah. That's to tell me that even though we said a person only goes to galus if he kills b'derech yirida, but it's any type of yirida, even if it was l'tzarech aliyah. Person is holding an axe and he wants to lift it, he wants to get a good swing upward. So in order to do that, he has to lower it down in order to pull it up with some momentum. So that's a yirida, that's tzorech aliyah. So if he kills someone during that yirida, even though it's the tzorech aliyah, he's still going to go to galus. Below tzediyah, that's excluding a case where you had bad aim and you were shooting on one side and you hit on the other side. You don't go to galus because that's considered karov la'ones. You intended to shoot the arrow 2 amos, you shot it 4 amos. It has to be in a place where you're both permitted to be. Both the nizik and the mazik are allowed to be there. But if the nizik walks into the chatzar of the mazik without any permission, and I'm taking target practice in my backyard, and he walks into my backyard, that's his problem. That's not my problem. I don't have to go to galus for that. Period. That's the end of the brisa. Now, a guy who's climbing up a ladder, the rung comes out from under him and it kills. What's the din? Is that considered an aliyah or yirida? We already discussed that Yerida Sheet Tzarech Aliyah is also considered to be a Yerida. So we are also, the Shlav is Yorid the Tzarech the Aliyah of the person. So we already said that the Yerida Sheet Tzarech Aliyah goes to Golas. Eisvei, Zaklal, Chol Shabderech Ridasa Golas, Shalom Bederech Ridasa, Enu Golda, Shalom Bederech Ridasa, Lasu Yimai. What is Shalom Bederech Ridasa in our Mishnah, in our Zaklal, coming to include? My love, Lasu Yiki Agavne, isn't it this case, and it's saying that you don't go to Golas? Ultamech, Chol Shabderech Ridasa, Lasu Yimai. Yeah, well, what's the first half of the Zaklal coming to include? When we say Chol Shabderech Ridasa, you do go to Golas. Elul Lasu Yikatsav, Hachanami Lasu Yikatsav. No, it's talking about a butcher that's chopping around, so he's waving the butcher knife in one way or another. That's what it's coming to include. That so you can't be medayik anything about Yerida Litzorech Aliyah. Detanya Katzav Shei Mekatzev Tanachad Lefanav Chayev LaAchrav Pater. That whatever he kills in front, he's going to be chayev, but in back, when he's swinging the knife back, he's going to be pater. V'tani Yidach. But there's another brisa LaAchrav Chayev Lefanav Pater. The exact opposite. V'tani Yidach. A third brisa Bein Lefanav Bein LaAchrav Chayev. He's chayev whether he kills in front of him or behind him. V'tanidach, a fourth brisa, bein levad menachra pater. He's pater whether it's behind him or in front of him. So how do we reconcile all four brises? Lo kasha, can be yirida shel fun of aliyah shel achrav, can be aliyah shel fun of yirida shel achrav, can be yirida shel fun of vish shel achrav, can be aliyah shel fun of shel achrav. It's one basic rule. Anything that's while he's in a downward motion, he's chayiv galus. Anything that's while he's in an upward motion, he's not chayiv galus. So good. So sometimes in the front it's a downward motion, sometimes in the front it's an upward motion, sometimes in the back it's a downward motion, sometimes in the back it's an upward motion. And that's a simple rule. Guy was climbing a ladder and the rung comes out. Tani chad chayv tani idach pater. A steer in brises. Does he go to Golas or not? My love, baka milfgi the marsav yirida, yimarsav aliyah. Isn't this a machlokas tanoim? Whether it's considered aliyah or yirida? No. Three explanations why it's not a machlokas. Lo, dekuliyam aliyah he. Everyone holds it's called aliyah. Vlo kasha kan lenizak and kan legolus. Aliyah is a patur from Golas, but it's not a patur from nezek. So that one of the brises is talking about chayv, not Golas. Chayv for the damages that you did. Iba yisei mahava legolus. Maybe they're both talking about Golas. Vlo it depends if the rung was rotted out so that when you step on it, it lowers, it buckles a little bit, so that would then be derech yirida. It's not a rotted rung. It's just a question of how well it's attached. If it was fully attached, then there's no derech yirida, but if it had a little bit of give, then there would be considered a derech yirida. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Zayin and Bilish. Oh, yeah.